Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild. This is what it usually is, one of those crazier than nights. I know you guys have been in. We've got a couple of you. It looks like we started out, have been off the show. We're going to be catching you back. I'll contact you. Call us at 773-897-6461. You guys know the routine, and what the routine is we're going wild. This is Psychic Jethro and the wonderful, very talented psychic Dina Flanagan. Dina, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing really good. Yeah, how are you doing?
Really technically pressured. It has been all the things it could do, making me laugh, and I'm having it send it out to the universe to call us. We right now are sitting here just really calm, and I think that's okay with what we've got with energy, because we always end up being real busy. But what the angels are telling me is that the reasoning that this is happening, I need you guys that are starting to come in and fill the room and stuff, to be able to put the light and the strength, is to put the focus on our better intentment for all. And with all the chaotic energy and the sun flares and all the things that we've got going on, there is a large energy pushing against the abilities of those of us who are doing this work. We've always, with me and Dina, we've always had a craziness with Thursday, and I've noticed, I apologize to all of you, it's went from being a minute to right up to 2 minutes, and now tonight it beat us all, as we ended up being actually 12 minutes late getting this show started, not because of any person, but because of energy. And Dina, speaking of energy, I've had a lot of emails lately that have been asking me, Dina, how are you dealing with all the energy, and what are you doing with yourself in the day when all this chaotic energy is hitting and this negative energy?
You know, oddly enough, I've been doing pretty good, but I've been able to shield myself a lot because I do a lot of in-home work. You know, I don't have to be out there unless I want to be. And so I've been able to do that, but I've been doing a lot of healing work. Like that seems to have stepped up. So a lot of people are needing that healing work lately so that they can get cleared off. So the other day I decided, wait a minute, I need to get cleared off. So I went and got cleared off. That's what I did.
Whoa. And now I've had a lot of people say, going into the energy, that when we're looking at people doing their clearing out and their energy happening, they've experienced and felt a lot of new shift. And I have to personally let everyone know that I have not only upgraded the stuff I've utilized for my cleansing and things, but I've also added in some things and enjoyed the fact that this time of the, whatever's happening, it's a very blessed thing. I do know that what our prayers were being answered for Psyche's Gone Wild, I had a person let me know today, they're very good news there, and we're working towards that. And what I was excited to find out is, as we've been progressing here on Blog Talk Radio and the podcast and A1R and Spirit Radio, the individuals that have been asking me the most questions is they want to know, you know, me and Dina say that we're born psychic. Is that seems to be a technology that a lot of people look at that wording and say, well, we all are. And I do agree. I have a lot of conflict with this with ones. They're telling me that you also have some other work with you, that no matter how you look at it or what you're doing, you're going to be born with the gift. There's a sixth sense. And I got a lot of conflicts from other people from our other shows saying, well, what do you guys think is different? It's like, well, we're not saying we're different. We're just telling you that we're opened, and we were psychically opened at birth. And that's my terminology of it. Wouldn't you say, Dina, when we say we're born with the gift? Well, yes, everyone is, but we were born with the gift. And why we say that is it was opened when we started out.
Well, and that's true. Like when you're young, you have no clue what it is. So it's not like you're like, oh, I think that's what I am. You know, so you don't really know. You don't even know what it is. So, but whereas some other people, they don't know. So it would, to me, it's the same as like some, we can all paint and we can all draw, but we're not all artists. We're all born with that ability to, but we're not all artists. Whereas some kids are like child prodigies, you know, like they can play the piano, they can draw, they can do whatever, because it's a much stronger creative side to them. And as the same goes for us, like it is our, it's our journey, our pathway. And for them, they're being an artist is their journey, their pathway. But yes, we are all born with it. But to what degree do you use it, and when do you feel you have it?
And I love that because, you know, when you're looking at people that are telling me, I've had someone tease me about the fact of where did I get this? What was I doing with it? And I said, you know, it is a different energy. And I had assumed as a child that everyone had this ability, you know, even from a big family and ones who were very gifted around me. And what I've been impressed to notice with my grandchildren is that they noticed right off. We came out and a person was with me, very dear to me, and they noticed that this person wasn't open. They're like pointing, and here he is, you know, he's only a year old, and he's like talking and baby talk, but letting us know it's like, what's wrong with this one? You know, and we kind of laugh. And we're like, oh, my gosh, this baby is checking out this adult to see, is their eye open? Is their third eye? Are they working with the energy? And so what I've come to the conclusion, I had quite a few years ago, even before my own personal children, and the children are not only being raised as we've seen crystals and indigos, and sociably we're accepting this more, but up above, and the beliefs I've had people tell me, is they're sending down spirits here and individuals who are more strong, more enlightening than we've ever had. I mean, wouldn't you say that's true, Dina?
Oh, my gosh. That's what we've been talking about all week. Yet it's so true. It's amazing. But you just look around, and it's so different now than it was, you know, 25 years ago. It's just, it's everywhere. It's the kids these days and people, you just see them a lot more open and enlightened, and more so than when we came up through the ranks.
I feel that too. The other part of the energy that you also have with a lot of individuals that will be telling you that they're calling in and they're telling me about their child, and the child was doing some things and things were moving around in the house, and the one lady laughed because she goes, you didn't even get, you know, I didn't even see you change your breathing pattern or anything as I was telling you. And we're in a meeting here, and she's privately, I can't say her name or anything, but I can tell you what she was discussing was that her child was gifted, and after he had went through a lot of individuality of it, he closed everything down. And I will be able later to write about this too, and I really was impressed because they're going to give me permissions. But the son is 20-some years old, and now his two children, he has two daughters, beautiful children, who their mother was from a family that was healers on an island. They've gotten together, they're having these children, and these two little darling girls that are 4 and 6 are now raising energy and sending things through the house. And what my conclusion was, I said, well, they're healers. They have this ability. The dad was psychic. He's tuned it all down. These kids got the extra tuned on. Mm-hmm. They came in like, you know, little radios, and they're like, bring it on. And the little 6-year-old told him, she goes, Dad, we've got to do something within here. She goes, this energy is crazy. And he's laughing. He's like, yeah, it's you and your sister. You're doing like things. And he said the funniest thing was, she goes, there's a psychic, and he's down on, and she named off the number there. Here I read on 1600, and she goes 1600, and you need to see him. And so, long story short, I got a call. The friends had told him, they said, there is a psychic down there, and his, you know, it's Jethro. I got to meet them, and I got to tell you, I mean, it was the funniest thing, and I'm sharing the story. They told me I could, but getting to meet these kids was hilarious. I mean, you've got a 6-year-old child who's like, her aura is so raised high that she's like, did you notice that those people over there are not going to pay for their meal? And I just started to laugh. I go, we're across the street, mind you, from the taco place that they were not paying. And I said, and how do you think they're going to get away with that, with the person at the register? She goes, they know how to send energy. They won't realize that that's only one. That's not a $10 bill. And I got the chills. I told her, I said, are you from the mafia? Are you guys? Because she's starting to scare me. And she was so funny. She goes, everybody knows this. And then I laughed. I told her, I said, well, how? And I, you know, curious Jethro doesn't know everything. I said, how did you know that I was here? I mean, we all know psychically from our guides. And I was curious to see what she said. And she goes, oh, come on. Everybody here knows psychically where you're at. And that's how she answered it. I didn't have the guts to go, okay, you know, I don't know where every psychic's at here in Tampa. I know there's quite a few. Dina, you know, it reminded me of you, and I did tease them, and they are listening in tonight, and this is Dina you guys are listening to, but I call her Dee Dee for a little, she's dynamite, Dina, because she told me, she goes, I've always been like dynamite, and I said, okay. She said, dynamite is very intense, and you don't shake it. And I guess she didn't, someone told her, you do not shake babies, and she don't like that. She says, anybody even shakes her when she's not a baby, she's not going to like it. I said, I agree. No one shakes people. That's just kind of weird. But She had your same energy of healing and ability. And I'm thinking, Deanie, we put all these years of energy into it. I know that I would not want to psychically combat the 8-year-old. The 8-year-old would have took me out with a look. This kid was just, wow, you know?
Yeah. Well, what's great about them is that they have parents that understand it so they can foster it. And that will make them much more powerful, much stronger. Instead of squashing it, they foster it.
And I remember the psychic crystal children, you know, and everybody going, I have a crystal child. And they're like, woo, and everybody be like, you know, and I knew with mine, my child was not only crystal, but he was a little scaring me. I always teased mine. I think he was a little jaded then. I think he came in with a little jade in there. And we've gotten to meet Rye. Ryan had a scary ability that when he was like 10 or 11, that he could set and do this intense, and it wasn't just you wouldn't feel the psychic heat, but he could make people completely change all direction. I mean, they would be sitting there going, we are now coming in and we're going to do this and la, la, la. And he'd sit and stare and do this intent. And all of a sudden they would be like sweating, cooking. And they're like, and now we're going to hand you this because you need this. We had a lady give us a really nice popcorn maker at her house. And I'm like, I didn't know there was a door prize. I was really strange. And she did not intend to do it. And Ryan's like, she was going to be nasty to us. I go, Ryan, we get outside and, you know, these kind of little factors, you know, like we've talked about, and Dina's going to have to share a story here with her son that's also psychic. Even for a psychic, I've got to tell you guys, it is a weirdest energy because you're like, okay, I knew there was this other realm, and then the lovely guides hand you another one in your life, and this one's got special stuff too. They don't warn us. I mean, there should be not only a manual for children, there should be for psychic children a guide that comes in and says, this one's going to do that, this one, prepare for this, have windows that are unbreakable, you know.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No, I was like, I think my son was like two and a half, somewhere in there. And he was in his room, his bedroom, and he was supposed to be taking a nap. And all of a sudden I hear him talking to somebody and I'm listening and he's talking away. So finally, after a while, I go in, I go, who are you talking to? He goes, the man. I go, what man? He goes, the man in the box. And I go, well, what's he look like? And he described his great grandfather that had passed away just before he was born. And he's like, the man in the box. I'm like, okay, then. He was talking to his great grandfather. But
my goodness.
But he was seeing him in a box. Like, I don't know, like it was his coffin or something. But I was like, whoa, okay. The hair started going up in the back of my neck. And I'm like, so he's been very open.
That scares me, and I can do mediumship. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, you know, and I told you guys this story here with a little girl that read me in Colorado. She walks up to me in a metaphysical fair, really dainty, beautiful little child, and she goes, would you like a reading? And I'm all nice, you know, I'm like, well, sure. I'm like, who's going, you know, I'm looking behind her, your mom or dad? She goes, I'm going to read you. I said, okay, you know, do you have your parents' permission? She goes, they don't boss me. And I just laugh. She sets me down. She does these cards. Her mom's like shaking her head there going, it's okay. She throws these tarot cards up. She's reading this stuff about me. I'm like, and it was intense stuff. And I'm like, and I do have that belief. All of you guys know this is something we're going to discuss a little bit tonight, talking about psychic children. And I do love all of you who love the readings. We will get to the free readings. But, you know, why don't we do the free readings is so you get to know us. And as you guys have learned through the years with this, this is how you get to test the psychic. Dina's intense. She will throw intense energy. If you get a reading by Dina, you usually get a healing. I did have a thing that had some people write to me. They said, well, we don't really only come in on Thursday nights because we don't want you guys doing a talk show. And I said, why not? And they said, because you and Dina are on, and we always feel this tingly, buzzing energy. And so I got your number. You guys can feel it with us talking and do it, but we want you to also do not only the reading for us to do with sitting down or on the phone with us for a reading, but this is our livelihood, what we do for work. It also, you silly people, is what we really do to help you guys. So you guys have been enjoying it, and we know this is the most popular show. We're going to be doing some of the talk, like we just had here. This conversation tonight is about psychic children. We welcome you. I know that four of you have come in and out, and you've wrote me, and you're like, where's our reading? And I want to tease you. I know your numbers, and I love you. I can tell you these three things. One, your energy is going to be there with the strength. too. You utilize the radio, and we just do this time here to show you with our marketing. We are accurate, and you enjoy us. And three, more importantly, if you go and you do the private personal reading, we're going to get so in-depth with you. I love when Dina's expression has become the new capital word for all of us psychics. If you want just a general reading, I've done that so much that they're going to leave you here. But if you give me a personal question, it gets more in-depth, and I love that. I know, Dina, that was very true, and it was one of your, you know, it was just one of your, one of the things you told somebody who didn't understand why their general reading was general.
Yes, very true. I mean, when you ask the question, it's like, wow, it's like the doorway opens or the curtain opens, and you can see right into that whole situation. Whereas if you ask for general, it's like, okay, would you want me to grab this, grab that, so you're going to get a piece of this, a piece of that, you're not going to really get a really, you know, solid answer. It's going to be a little here and a little there.
Yes. And, you know, a good example for those of you listening in with this on the, with your children in that, let your children do that specific when they're talking to you. I have a lot of parents who say they're wondering still how in-depth their child was. We always had an open time, and I love this. Those of you know that was my Native American mom. There was 8 children plus many. We had uncles that we raised. There was other families who had some problems. We raised their kids. We had a very big open house. Those of you who saw it on Facebook, when my mom passed last year, actually a year and a day ago is when my mom passed. But the really important thing I'm trying to get across here, the important part about it was we always had this time, and my mother was very gifted about with me being raised. There was different ways the children were raised. I, as a 6th child coming in as a 6 out of 8, I was raised where we always had an open table. We had a very big wood table, oak wood table. We would sit down together, and we had open time. And I know that that was why a lot of my ability was real strong, because it didn't matter who or what we talked about at that open table. It was like I was very much, for me as a kid and as a psychic, I was so excited about Friday night. We sat down together at that table, and she'd be like, what's going on? And each of us took our turn, all of us at that table. And it didn't matter if it was like telling her about my brother was into baseball and that was boring and my sister could care less and my sister was having problems with the girl down the street that was bothering and was jealous about her hair. All of that stuff got talked about, but we also, for the psychic side, and this is an idea for some of you who have psychic children, she always did something that was very spiritual. And as we talked later in the years, I realized that I was hiding my psychic from my mother, who was psychic, which was funny. My mother was always say to, and what are you feeling and what are you getting from this spiritually? And my mother believed in reading. She did read the Bible. She did believe that, she did not believe in churches. She believed in the Native American belief that basically outside and the energy is where heaven is, because God made this and this is where his counsel is. So she wouldn't go to a place, but she would always do the things of it. So long story short, as a kid, I learned a really good lesson in spiritual that I brought on to my children. What do you feel spiritually? It was just something I brought with me. And to me, as a kid, it taught me to look at it psychically. Is this spiritual? Is this what I do? And I went to church, as you guys read in my book. Dina, tell them a little bit about your morals. I want these guys to understand why they love us. I think that they think me and Dina just got up one day and said, we're going to be, Dina's cute and a little wild woman up there, and Jethro's crazy in Florida and flies his hair around nuts and eats everything. And that isn't it at all. What really is it's our fiber, who we are, what we're making out there for you guys to help you.
But yeah, very interesting, because we never talked about that piece before. And like when I was raised, I didn't have that, what you had. I had to come along, you know, a little later and figure it all out. But when I raised my children, that is exactly how I raised them. I would take every, and it was Friday night, we would always, that would be a big night to really bond until they got, you know, teenagers, of course, because then they want to do their own thing on Friday night. But, and then, but I would always take my children in to, my bedroom was the sacred place. It still is, but they would have one-on-one time with me. And they got, no matter whatever they wanted to talk about, like you said, sports or, but whatever, they had to really talk and talk about their feelings and their spirituality. And so it was that private time where they felt safe, and whatever was said there stayed there. So it was safe, and they could open up and open up. And it's extremely important to get these children to open up. And so mind you, I had 2 boys. Now, one thing I wanted to make sure was my 2 boys could communicate. And so then they did that. And if it was, they didn't want to talk so much, that's okay too. I would do the talking and they would do the listening. And I would talk very much like my opinions, my morals, my spiritual beliefs in a positive, healthy way. In other words, it wasn't like this is what you have to believe and so on. It was just talking about life in general. And they learned a lot in just listening. So they both learned to listen and talk. But every night we had dinner together. So dinner, we would always sit and talk those things together. So they had the alone time, and then they had the together time. And then Friday night was the big family time of going out and doing whatever, or whatever, big night here. And it was really, that's how what we did. And they're great. They're great communicators. It's really awesome.
I love that. And you know, I remember my boys teasing their friend. They brought up a friend named Johnny, and he's like, he thought it was so cool because they were talking about ghosts at school. And my two were like, we talk about ghosts all the time, you know. And they were like, you know, kind of cast. He got to our house, and, it was a Friday night, and we sat down, and he was a guest. And I told him, you know, we always had this time with them there. And I love what you said there, because you said, you know, you bring them into your bedroom. I think this is a very good quality. I want to ask all of you guys. We've got people writing in the room. We got someone writing that their grandson's a medium. I have someone else let me know that they have a very intuitive child that's able to see auras. We've got so many people rousing this energy. I think that's a great thing. I always thought that was a good sacred place. And I got to tell you guys something. As a child, I always thought that was a very good thing to go sit and talk on my mom's bed. It never took that anything derogatory, but it was always a special place. I remember my mom never wore makeup. She was very, you know, old fashioned, and that when she did, one time they went to go out and I got to sit in on the bed and she was putting on makeup. And I don't know if this, I wonder if it's, I know you guys are going to go, Jethro's crazy, but I felt very honored. I thought it was kind of cool. And she was talking, like, you know, Dina's saying there, we were discussing. And I told her, I said, do all girls do this? I mean, I was like amazed as a kid. And we joked later because she said the same thing you did. I got the chills when you said that. And we have not talked about this. This is live air. We're just talking our topic. Dina, she said that was a sacred place. And she told me, she goes, her mom had done that. My grandmother had been sick off and on, but she had done it too. And she said that whenever they would sit down, that would be the place that they would gather, kind of sit and talk. And it was always the wholesomeness in the family. I think it's something that, I mean, we're putting this out the air. I've never heard this before, but I want to ask you guys that are writing us privately, let us know about this. You guys are always writing me. Is this something that families do that are intuitive? Because I know that I've had people tell me that, my bedroom, and the thing, you have to have so many pillows on your bed to look a certain way. I don't. All I remember was like that. I mean, it was a sacred place, and you felt very, not only safe, but very passionate to sit there and talk all topics.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we just had that. That's some of their fondest memories, and their safe feeling and their safe haven. And I always wanted it to be that way. I mean, even their own bedrooms. I wasn't a punisher like that. You know, to people, like, go to your bedroom. No. We didn't do that because your bedroom is your sacred place, your safe haven.
I love that. And see, and Ryan always loved that. He teased me. We all know, and I tease my son mercifully. He likes spankings. And I learned that was a little, I'm like, okay, Ryan. He's like, please spank me. I'm like, no, you're liking it too much. And it was got to be real odd. I didn't believe in spankings, and that was even weirder to me. It was like, Ryan. And so what was really strange was we put him in a timeout, but I agree with you very much. And I always loved my room. I remember I got grounded quite a bit. I was a very wild little child, as you guys know, gone wild. Mostly I would get in trouble for my animals. I had a limit on how many animals I could have at the house. I had a limit on things I could do. And I was very clever, and I learned as a Scorpio, if you go at your enemy at the right way, you can get whatever you want. And so what I would do is I would kind of, let's just say maybe, could be considered coerce my other brothers and sisters into taking care of these other animals so I could have more. And then if they didn't, I had things I knew about them because I was gifted that I might slip and share if I didn't get them to do that. Needless to say, I had a very large menagerie of animals, but now we kind of laugh, and my sister will tease. My sister probably would have been married many times to very good people if I hadn't have done tactics to them. My favorite one was to have her take me to the carnival, and if I didn't get what I wanted, life would not be pretty for that person. We've had quite a few people that tease back home. In fact, one is a banker back there. She's like, if you hadn't scared him so bad, I could have been married rich today. You know, it's like, he started. He wouldn't get me candy, and he got really rude when I was told him he had to. So, I mean, Dina, you obviously, we know that as a person, you're a very fine, positive person, but did you ever use the gift like that in a bad way?
No, I wasn't allowed to.
Ooh.
I was a middle child. And I was always the peacemaker because I'm a Libra. I'm always the peacemaker. So I did not like discord. I did not like, you know, upsetting the apple cart. So I always just kind of molded into what people needed and wanted. And that was me. I didn't go against the grain. I do now.
My worst one was I learned that if you raise the energy right and you touch the machine, the pop machine, right in the middle under the O, I shouldn't tell. Do not try this at home, children. I shouldn't tell you. Where you touch the pop machine, there's a certain way, and the pop will give you double or nothing. And you don't have to put any money in. But I did this a couple times, and then my mother caught me doing that, and I had to work it off and clean the place that I was doing at to pay them back. Took the fun right out of that game. But I guess, you know, there's the good and the bad. You guys all write about why me and Dean and I'm not a bad person. I'm very Christian, very good. I've always prided myself on the fact of all the people I have. But sometimes I was like to stretch it. It's like I wanted to see what else was out there with it. I have in my book, you guys are going to be reading the second one, I went to a place that was very bad ground. They called it Russian roulette. For those of you who know what that means, Russian roulette was a game that they used to play scarily with guns. And back before my time in the 50s, people went there and shot. They would play this game. One bullet was in the chamber, and these young individuals would go there, and one of them would end up being killed. That was a crazy game. It's kind of like chicken. That was a game they used to play with cars that also they did there, was they would run these cars close to each other, and at the last minute, chicken out. Sometimes they didn't, and they head-on hit, and people got hurt. I was warned never to go there, promptly went there, had to see what those ghosts had to say, found out that there is places that psychics should never go. And, you know, I could see you are the good one, Dita. I could see you up there just, you know, kind of doing it. But look at what's happened. You are so strong a healer, and I got hurt in my gift. I know that those things I didn't listen hurt my gift. I remember I was able to do some a little bit of levitating and some energies in my puberty and was so amazed. And the young teacher then was telling me, if you continue to use this energy to read people's mind because you're nosy. And I was. I will. Honestly, I'm not anymore. I don't scan, and I tell people that. About 14 or 15, I learned a really hard thing by reading someone's mind, something I didn't want to know, and how they really felt about me, and they were only going out with me on the movie date because my mom was a good cook and we owned a restaurant. That hurt. I learned a real hard lesson not to read people's minds. But it used to be kind of fun because people don't think you can do it. And if you're sitting there with someone and they're thinking cool thoughts, it's really cool. It's like, well, yeah, I do, you know, thank you. I do look nice. Yes, I am nice. I am a good person. But, you know, you learn the hard way. Have you ever read people's mind, Dina, and thought it was something that you couldn't stop reading?
Yeah, you know what the day when it changed for me is I was down in Boston, which is only about an hour from me. And, you know, that's a big city, Boston, Massachusetts. And I was in an elevator, and this was way back years ago. And there was a lot of people in this elevator, and I felt like I'm kind of claustrophobic. And the mind started popping out at me, which they always did. But in this particular instance, everybody's mind, I could just read them all, and there was a couple of negative people in there. And I could see all these bad things. And it really scared me being stuck in this elevator with that person. And from that day on, I said, all right, I need to learn to shut this off. So I learned to shut it off in the public places and when I didn't want it. I mean, sometimes it comes in anyway because there it is. But for the most part, I can tune it in and out or shut it off because you have to. You really do.
I've had you and I've had Pamela and a couple of you other readers on that it's just so intense here that I can visualize somebody, if you were in an elevator reading their mind, they were like an open encyclopedia. They're like A, B, C, D, E, G, and be like, oh my gosh. Well, we've been going here and I love all you guys. We know a couple of you'd like a couple of readings and we don't mind that. We want to help you. You're on, you've been on since we started Skype. Would you like to have a reading, Skype caller? 1-1, hello? Your little baby there, can you say hi? Okay, they're listening in, and that's fine. You're allowed to do that. And what we love about you guys who do come in and call in is we've got 716. You keep getting kicked back and forth. I think the guys are telling you it's a night to be cash. So we're going to try to get one more caller. How about 770? Would you like to ask Dina a question tonight?
Oh, yes. How you doing tonight?
We're doing good. We're glad you called in, and you are.
My name is Daphne.
Very good, Daphne. We were here with Dina Flanagan, our phenomenal psychic. Would you like to ask Dina a question?
Yes, I would like to know which direction should I go?
As far as what?
Career-wise.
I'm sorry, I can't. You're coming in muffly. You want to know which direction to go to realize?
Career-wise.
What?
Career. Yes.
It's career-wise, and the guys are pushing energy with you. Yeah, and it's not. And I'll tell you what it is. It's your Skype on the other side. It's doing it. It's sitting there doing it with the speaker. She wants to know with career-wise. See what they're showing there with this energy. I mean,
okay. I feel like now. Have you? I feel like you're out there looking. Is that true? Like, did you send out? You're out there looking. Did you go out looking actively?
Well, not really looking. I just wanted to know what my life purpose is.
So, your life purpose.
My life purpose.
Career wise, you want to know what your life purpose is.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm feeling like they're telling me go out looking. So whatever that is or means to you. Because I feel like that you're not quite sure, like you're ready for a change, but you're not quite sure. Like you kind of fall back into what you know and what you've been doing, but you want something different. So they're saying if you get out there, this something different is going to present itself. It will be part of what you know, but part something different. And so you really need to get out there and follow whatever it is your intuition tells you to go, where it tells you to go or whatever. And I feel like that within the next 6 months to a year, this it will all come like it comes to fruition. It makes sense. Everything will come together, but you're not quite there yet. So that's why they're saying you have to get out. You have to get out looking. You have to figure it out because the answer isn't quite there yet, but it will be. Are you working now?
Yes.
But I'm feeling like that's not what you're doing. It's not really where you're going to be, where you're going to stay. Is
yes,
what I'm feeling.
Uh-huh.
What's that?
I said I feel the same way. It's not. I'm there. I have a job, but it's not really who I am.
Right, exactly. But that's what they're saying is that you don't quite know it yet. So therefore, you have to get out and look, or almost like find it yourself, because it will come to you. It's just not completely formulated yet, but it will formulate. If you do the work, or if you get out there, or if you open yourself to it, or keep asking for it, it's going to come into you, and it will make sense, and it will be kind of different or new, kind of, but taking what you've learned and what you know with it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, yeah. So I suggest that's what you do, because that's what they're telling you right now. You're almost there. You almost know. You just have to go put the pieces in place.
Anybody new coming in my love life?
I feel like there's going to be some dribs and drabs. They're saying dribs and drabs, you know, like short term or dates or what have you. But I feel like that somebody significant isn't going to come in for about a year and a half, they're saying. So you still have more to go through, especially like figuring out your career. And you have more to go through. This is a lot of things you're going to be going through over the next year to year and a half of changing your life around, of making it. Because right now I feel like you're kind of you're just in life. You're just kind of whatever, going along, kind of blah. You want a big change. You want to change things because things aren't really working. Things aren't shaking. You're just flat, kind of flat line. So once you make the step forward to make these changes in your life, it's going to be like a domino effect. And everything will change in your life for the better. So, but it's one before the other. It's not all at once. So that's how it's going to work for you.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
That time goes by quick, too.
And you can feel this here. I want to thank you for calling in. I the guides keep telling me to also tell you that it is going to get some other difference. You've been fighting some stuff for a while there. I feel like you're gifted too, and there's some energy or something there that's what was pushing there, that we couldn't hear you at first. Something's been trying to be around you. It was a weird thing, and it left, is what they're telling me.
Yeah, it became much clearer after. Yeah, I felt the energy change or shift, and then it became clearer.
Does that make sense to you?
Well, they were saying that I was depressed, and they say I'm gifted, but it's not, my light is not shining, it's dim. So I'm sitting in the dark.
Well, that's the flatlining. Yeah, you flatlined. You need to create a spark again.
Yeah, and this energy, this light, definitely get a hold of us on Facebook. We're both on there. Check us out on Psyche's Gone Wild. We're going to be giving a Moon Madness week. We're going to be giving away a bunch of books. I've got a ton of them. And everybody goes on psychesgonewild.com, put in give me an email, and try to give me a snail mail to mail you. A lot of times I'll just send out to the email, but write down where you want me to send the book, because they're physical books. We're going to be giving away Nicholas David Nan's book, those of you, Soul Retrieval. We've got a couple of those. We're going to be giving away other books. I'll have to go through. There's a chunk of them for you guys. So definitely do that. And, you know, I have a feeling that your life's going to change. You've made friends with me and Dina, and we're going to help you with some of the light. Always contact us as friends on Facebook or other places, because I know both of us do prayers for people, and I feel like we were definitely meant to talk to you tonight.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I just want to know, what can I do to... I guess my spiritual, I'm on low vibration. How would I go about making it rise back up again to high vibration?
Mm. Well, it becomes a like a hamster wheel. Once you're feeling that, and yet you want to get alive again. And it's like you just feel like you can't get off this hamster wheel. But you can. You just have to make the choice to decide to. And I feel like you just have to do, I'm feeling like, well, more meditating, but I feel like you got to really sit with yourself. Really sit with yourself and make some lists. Create some lists on what you want in life. Sit down, really put this out, and think about it. Create it in a positive way, not a negative way. And then then keep doing these, and then do some affirmations, some daily affirmations. Affirmations really lift you up, some positive affirmations. And you just have to keep this up. And eventually, if you change your vibration to positive, then everything lifts up. But if you want to keep your vibration into negative, or feeling like, you know, you're depressed, or things are just, you know, the poor me stuff, or the victim mode, that's where you'll stay. That's what you want to get out of. So that is how you will get out of it. You will just do some affirmations, write down positive things that you want in your life, do some meditating, take some time to yourself, and just really start working on yourself on the inside.
Okay.
We thank you. We rock on. Stay wild. Don't forget where we are. Hit that side thing where you can follow us and call in again, would you?
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome. This is Psyche's Gone Wild, and this is Jethro Smith with my wonderful, cool friend, Dina Flanagan. We have been discussing psychic children and how to handle them without calling the cops. I mean, how to handle them. And what we love about Dina is, and I've had a lot of individuals ask us this, we're having a lot of emails right now, and a lot of the topics is, Can you predict what would be the best astrology sign if I wanted to have astrology child and I was looking at astrology to help me? What sign would you say should I hope to conceive my child to be delivered at that time? No.
Well, that would have to depend on what their sign is, I guess.
Yeah, and I really got to tell you, all signs are psychic. I know that you read, it says you guys have got to see our book. Red Flag is coming out. When it does, I will let you guys know. Red Flag is going to have all the warnings in there about what happens with a red flag with an astrology sign. It'll be written in fun and in Jethro's experience and other things that I've learned along the way. But I'm also going to put a red flag for this on psychics. There's a red flag for each sign. If a psychic Leo is sending fire to you, a good sign the table's going to burn. Don't make the kitty mad. Walk away. I'm telling you, Leos are very psychic. Cancers, if the crab has become so much into its shell that you're knocking on it and you're not hearing anybody inside, they've left. That crab has decided to quit being sensitive to you. I've got a whole bunch of them. I've learned through years some things I put in there, and they're joking. They're Jethroisms. I write them that way. I want you guys to, I mean, wouldn't you say, Dina, I don't think there's one sign that she could do that would be, I know that Scorpios, we're known for our cold, but Cancers are known for their intuitive. Pisces are known for their dreams. Libras are known for their enchanting. They are magically able to hear clairaudience without knowing. Geminis are very psychic and they're known to be able to hear, feel, and sense. Aries are very intuitive with the mind and able to read it, headstrong, but able to do. I mean, I'm naming off. Tauruses are very gifted with money. They're able to manifest and bring things from out of air. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yeah, definitely. And male and female are different in all signs, too.
Yes.
That going on, too.
I think we should collaborate. Misha and you, Dina, should do a book on the astrology, the man and female sides of what we get. Because with my Libra moon, and she's teased me now that I have my Scorpio sign now has this wonderful Saturn that she threw to me from Libra. It's making my life. Blah. And when it came in, I was like a little kid scared. I'm like, Dina, this is really intense. She's like, oh, you only have it for this many years. And I'm like, Dina.
Yeah, it's fun. But yeah, no, I know. Because... yeah, you're Scorpio with the Libra moon. I'm Libra with the Scorpio moon.
And see, that's why we compliment and balance. I had someone tell me, they said, you would, out of all their shows, the reason why the favorite of me and you together is they said you were my Edmic woman. And I go, what? And then I realized, Johnny Carson, the Tonight Edmic woman. And I go, oh, I get it. We're like this. I said, well, I think I'm the Edmic man. I think she's the Johnny. She go, no, you two together. And then we laugh. So, Dina, I would love to do some ideas that we've had. I've had people talk to me about different subjects. I would like to do one on healing and the abilities of what we put together as different. Because as a healer, I know you guys never hear me talk of this. I do some healing. I do have some cases. It's not something I took strongly in my path. But I do know that a male healer is different than a female healer.
Mm. Yeah, they are. They're all different. The healers, the your personality. It's they're all just different. It's hard to explain unless you've been studying it. I've been studying it for all these years, and it's fascinating to me. That's why I love people. It's because I get to see what they're like and read them and see the difference and the dichotomy, and it's just really fascinating.
I love it. And David from Texas, you're so grounded. He wrote to me, I need to see you read The Birds and the Bees, Jethro. There is a difference between boys and girls. Quit. I know that. What I'm saying is what we're talking here in healing. Keep it out of the gutter. Stay on the street. What we're talking about is we've got it here. We're working together. And as individuals, I would like to see next week, you guys, I know quite a few of you have been excited. You're all saying this is great. Next week, we're going to be talking about psychic healing. And what we're going to do with all of you guys is next Thursday night, I apologize about the delay. We'll try to get it in early. Me and Dina will be in together working. And Dina, I would like, if it's okay with you, I'd like a couple individuals to come in and me and you together work on some psychic healing with them. What do you think?
Sounds great to me.
We have to our record, Psyche's Gone Wild. I've kept track now. 144 individuals that I've got, privately, I can't because of confidentiality, been helped over the air. A lot of those individuals, some have been helped by all of our healers. I'd like to see us really increase that number next Thursday. So bring us your problems, your sick, your homeless, your scared ones. No, I'm kidding, guys. Bring us your things you've got. will be here, me, Jethro, and Dina, helping you, and we will be doing it down, so we'll be taking callers, but we do ask that you do the healing, and out of respect, I know a lot of you guys have questions about love and about career, so if you do call in next week, we will politely send you on. It's not rude, it's not bad, it's just we're really focusing on the healing, so what we will do is we will give you a mini reading like we used to, one question, and then get into helping those heal. The guides have told me that part of me and Dina's mission was to really get out with the people. So next week we're going to do it here on Psyche's Gone Wild. Dina, tell them what you wanted before they throw us out the door.
Well, everybody have a great week. I'm looking forward to next Thursday with the healing. So together, Jethro and I are very powerful beings to help you.
Everybody, we love you. Continue to PsycheGoneWild.com. Talk to you tomorrow and next Thursday and whenever I can get my face on here or voice.